KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkin up to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northwest 15 in the afternoon, seas 7 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today southeast winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 7 feet. And Wednesday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming west 20 in the afternoon, seas 10 feet. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet. And Wednesday, west winds 15 knots, seas 7 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, today east winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Wednesday west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today northeast winds 15 knots, becoming northwest in the afternoon, seas 2 feet. Tonight west winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Wednesday, west winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, showers. Highs near 44. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Tonight, scattered showers. Mostly cloudy. Lows around 36. West winds 10 miles per hour. And Wednesday, scattered showers. Mainly after 4 p.m. Partly sunny, highs near 42, west winds 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There is a high tide at 3:25 a.m. at 8 feet 8 inches, a low at 10:29 a.m., a minus tide of 2 feet 4 inches, a high tide at 5:08 p.m. at 6 feet 2 inches, and a low tonight at 10:06 at 2 feet 5 inches. Your sun rose at 7:03 this morning and your sun will set at 10:15, bringing us up to 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Today on KUCB News, two Unalaska students qualified for a national academic competition. And we'll hear from some more Unalaska students who recently competed in the Native Youth Olympics. All of that and more coming up.
ALYU is proud to sponsor the stories and voices that connect our community. ALYU is committed to building a stronger future for our region. To learn more about ALYU's commitment for a stronger future, visit alucorp.com.
You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. It's Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi with some local news. For the first time in Unalaska City School District history, two Unalaska students will compete in the National History Day competition. Here's the story.
The National History Day contest is an academic competition that challenges students across the country to conduct in-depth historical research and present their findings through creative projects. Out of 60 projects made by Alaska students at the state contest, judges selected only 20 of them to advance to the national level. Eighth grader Michelle Lord and sophomore Karina Beevil each created their own individual website that earned first place in their age group. Lord's research focuses on an issue affecting the Aleutian Islands, the environmental impacts of military objects left behind from the 1940s.
My website was called The Formerly Used Defense Sites of the Aleutian Islands, A Forgotten Responsibility and a Lost Right. And so basically, it's about during World War II, the military came to the Aleutian Islands and did their thing fighting the war, but then they left behind all of these nasty chemicals and infrastructures. So basically, it took them a really long time to even address the issue. These things are contaminants, so they'd hurt people, right? But they haven't even cleaned them up.
Lord hopes her project raises awareness about these contaminated sites that many locals may not even realize exist. She collected interviews with locals as well as documents from the Library of Congress. Sophomore Beevil's project investigates how American corporate interests led to the 1954 Guatemala coup, which was triggered when the Guatemalan president passed laws that would redistribute unused lands from companies to local farmers.
My website was specifically how the United Fruit Company had a role to play in why the coup happened and how it happened. Because it was a really interesting topic about how something as simple as like bananas and how something as simple as land ownership in a country because the company needed it could escalate into such a thing as a coup, because you wouldn't think that would happen.
Both students credit their wins to elementary school teacher Dina Royal, who started Unalaska's first ever National History Day Club this year. Win or lose at the national contest, both students plan to continue with a club next year.
It's really fun to do, especially because you get to go over like unknown or like obscure topics that might not be known otherwise.
Lord and Beevil will compete in Washington, D.C. in mid-June, joining 3,000 students from across the country in the national competition. In Unalaska, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.
The weekend of Native Youth Olympic Games wrapped up in Anchorage on Saturday. The event had the highest turnout since the pandemic, and participants from all corners of the state connected with one another. Before we hear from Unalaska students who competed in the event, here's the statewide report from Alaska Desk's Ilona Niden.
With much fanfare, Daisy Van Blarkum prepares for the final one-foot-high kick competition in the Native Youth Olympics on Saturday. She hits 87 inches, which goes above her personal record, and wins her first place. The bleachers are filled with people from all corners of Alaska, but are familiar faces to Van Blarkum. She says making friends with other athletes and coaches is a part of her success.
I compete a lot better when I know everybody and when I'm comfortable around everyone.
The Native Youth Olympics is a three-day event in which high school students participate in a dozen competitions, each representing a different Alaska Native subsistence activity or skill. Joanna Hobson is one of the coaches working to revive the games in the North Slope region. She says this helps reserved students come out of their shell.
As they're starting to learn more of their cultural games, they're starting to learn that courage, they're starting to learn what it means to be who you are, to accept who you are, where you're at, and then to grow from that.
Participating in the Native Youth Olympics is often a family tradition. Kaya Ehlers is a coach for Salamatov on the Kenai Peninsula. She says she trained some of her siblings and is always proud to see them and her other athletes succeed. This year, her younger sister, Abigail Semikin, got first place in the toe kick competition.
It's really a good confidence booster and really good to see all these young women like competing. And sometimes I do see some girls like getting themselves down, but then once I see that, there's already other girls from other teams coming to comfort her and empowering her again.
Anchorage athlete Anastasia Wild took second place in a two-foot high kick competition. Like other athletes, she says she loves the community aspect of the games.
We're participating together, not apart. And you get to connect with other people and make new friends. And it's not about winning. It's about beating your personal records and improving, not for yourself, but like improving for the others around you so you could help them out with their form and technique as well.
The event started more than 50 years ago with a few dozen participants. This year, the Games brought together about 450 athletes, a record number since the COVID-19 pandemic. In Anchorage, I am Alona Naiden.
The Unalaska Native Youth Olympics team took third place at the State Games in Anchorage this weekend, and one student athlete set a new record in the one-hand reach. Several Raider athletes placed, and a few took home gold medals as well. KUCB student intern Lucy Bagley, who also placed at the Games, sat down with a couple of her teammates to hear more about this year's competition.
Hi, my name is Lucy Bagley. I'm KUCB student intern, and I'm here in the studio with Unalaska senior Anatoly Foman and freshman Declan Nettleton. We just got back from the Native Youth Olympic State Games in Anchorage. We had 9 Unalaska student athletes place in the competition, and one of our teammates, Anatoly, broke a record. Anatoly, how did it feel to break the one-hand reach record and take home a gold medal in the event?
Yeah, it felt really nice. I mean, I had that in mind to break the record since like sophomore year, and I never really pursued that until earlier this year when I was thinking, you know, it's my senior year, I really need to step up what I'm doing. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And what was your height?
70.
Was that a new PR for you?
Yeah.
That is so exciting. Do you know how long the record had been held for?
Yeah, I think the state record was held by Bernard Clark for like 13 years, about.
Wow, that's a long time. And Declan, you also took home a first place medal too. What events did you compete in and how did they go?
I just competed in the wrist carry and I got the gold medal, getting carried 442 feet.
Awesome. And what did you guys do to prepare for this year's events?
I really just went into it the same as every year, except I knew that I needed to work harder, and I would watch videos of people who were a lot more experienced than I was to see like what they really did, and that helped a lot. It started like bouncing on my fist more, and yeah.
Yeah, and how long have you been doing NYO, and how did you get into it?
I've been doing it for about 3 years, but I started like 7th grade, but we couldn't do it then because of COVID.
I've been doing NYO since the 7th grade, but I really got good at what I was doing this year for the wrist carry once I figured out how it really works.
That's awesome. And how did it feel to take third as a team this year?
It felt all right. I mean, I'm happy we got there. We were really hoping to go for gold, but I think we all did really great, so I'm happy with third.
Yeah, I was happy with how our team competed together, and I like how all the teams were super supportive of every team, and I was proud of my teammates for keeping the support with everyone.
Did you have lots of friends and family to come support?
Yeah, of course. My mom came, my stepdad came, so, you know, as well as my teammates were obviously there, so it felt like I got all the support I needed.
And what do you think made the team so successful this year?
Hard work. I think we all really specialize in our events really well. And, you know, it's like focus. All we would do is focus on our one event for that day and put in the work necessary to win.
I think what made the team very successful is that at practice, everyone was very competitive and everyone was getting pushed to their max. And once they were doing that, everyone realized that what they were doing at practice, all the PRs they were getting, could compete in last year's state finalists and all of the people that placed, and I think it gave a lot of people hope and passion.
And of course, are there any highlights from this season beyond taking home gold medals?
A highlight was after Toli won gold, we gave him Saratoga water, and during his interview, we had him drink it and hold it up to his chest.
That's pretty funny. And is there anything you want to share with the community about your wins or about this year's competition?
I mean, we just do what we do, you know? It's like we're Unalaskans.
Is there anything you want to share with the community?
I'd just like to say that we had a lot of people get a gold medal and a lot of people place, and I think everyone should be supportive of those people, and even the people that didn't place. They all did really good.
Well, thanks for coming in, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was KUCB student intern Lucy Bagley speaking with Unalaska High School senior Anatoly Foman and freshman Declan Nettleton about their awards at this year's Native Youth Olympics Games. The Unalaska team took third overall in the competition, and Foman broke the state record for the one-hand reach. Let's take a look at KUCB's community calendar this week. The Cowlingan Tribe Wellness Program's Culture Night tomorrow night will be on MMIP poster making for the May 5th Walking with Our Sisters event. Culture Night will take place from 5:30 to 8 in the evening at the tribal office. All supplies will be provided. Everyone is welcome to join. Fireside Riding Club will meet this Thursday from 7 o'clock to 8:30 in the evening at the Unalaska Public Library. Riders of all experience levels, age 16 and up, are invited to share poetry, spoken word, song lyrics, short fiction, and other creative work in a supportive environment. This event happens monthly. The Unalaska Visitors Bureau is hosting the 19th annual Wine Tasting Gala and fundraiser this Saturday from 7 o'clock to 10 in the evening at the Grand Aleutian Hotel on the second floor event rooms. The event is themed Circus of the Sea. Guests can enjoy 12 select wines paired with appetizers, and attendees will have opportunities to participate in a live auction, silent auction, door prizes, and split the pot drawings throughout the evening. For more information on this week's community events, head to our community calendar at KUCB.org. That's the news from Unalaska. I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at KUCB.org. And please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, an environmental assistant, and an administrative assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palouf Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time pull-tab sales assistant, a full-time temporary public works laborer, and a full-time temporary harbor office assistant. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Community announcements. There is a boat motor for sale, an AD410 Volvo Penta. Runs well, new starter, and new parts. If you want to start it and check it out, maybe make an offer, you can call 907-386-1238. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP. We'll be right back.
but it didn't come off, cause you found another without one hand of a clock. What good is the other? And I can't find no true love. Oh baby, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car. Well, I went to the place where everybody hangs out to see what everybody was talking about. And over in the corner all alone with you was a boy from last summer singing songs to you. He can't sing like I can sing, oh it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car. Since I talked to you, I don't know how I made it, but I sure have been blue. And every time I think about what might have been, I jump in my car and start riding again. And I can't find no true love, oh baby, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car.
Never was the reason for the the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me. Hey.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, an Aleutian Peninsula broadcasting station serving Southwest Alaska since 1983.
A lot of freaks!
Coming in from London, from over the pole, lining a big airline of hot chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys? Don't touch my bags, if you please, Mr. Customs Man. With a ticket to Mexico, no, it couldn't look much stranger. Walking in a hall with his things and all, smiling said it was the Lone Ranger coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags, if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Incredible. I heard that the New York freeway's closed.
Closed? This morning we heard that they were back down Route 17 with an 8-hour delay.
Right. Well, the New York State Thruway is closed. That's far out.
Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Custom Man.
I don't know if you, like how many of you can dig how many people there are, man. Like I was rapping to the fuzz. Right, can you dig it? Man, there's supposed to be a man and a half people here by tonight. Can you dig that? New York State Thruway is closed, man. Yeah, it's far out, man.
tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your life sincere in misery in the house of the rising sun. I got one brother.
you know that I was sitting back in Texas? Ha! I was playing old rhythm and blues, and then I got a big offer for more money than I could refuse. I had my chance to make it, playing anything I wanted to play. But playing back in my mind, you know I could tell the people say, keep playing that rock and roll, keep doing what you've been told. Woo! Save your money up for when you get old. Got to keep playing that rock and roll. So I packed up and I made it up to New York, where my brother was a great big star. He was doing funky music, yeah! Singing and playing guitar. Johnny was making a big turn, everything was going this way. But playing back in my mind, you know I could hear the people say, keep playing that rock and roll, keep doing what you've been told. Save your money up for when you get old. Got to keep playing that rock and roll. Don't you know that I've been doing lots of thinking? Well, I have been trying hard to figure it out. But there's a certain kind of music, yeah! Got to make you jump and shout. Now you can call it commercial if you wanna see it that way. But playing back in my mind, you know I can hear the people say, keep playing.
Welcome to KSDP's Senior Spotlight Special, where we will be showcasing seniors from around the district. This special will be on Sandpoint School's Rowdy Tripp. Rowdy William Tripp was born September 5th, 2006 in Anchorage, Alaska. He is described by his parents as being handsome and athletic, and he is described as a smart and talented student.